This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Vice President Kamala Harris drew contrast between her and former President Donald Trump on Tuesday as her first rally as a U.S. presidential candidate.
Before I was elected vice president, before I was elected United States Senator, I was elected Attorney General of the state of California, and I was a courtroom prosecutor before then. And in those roles, I took on perpetrators of all kinds.
Harris painted Trump as someone found guilty of fraud, liable for sexual abuse, and someone who conjures chaos, fear, and hate from an event hall in suburban Milwaukee, a city in the swing state of Wisconsin. The top two members of the Democratic Party in the U.S. Congress announced on Tuesday they are now backing Vice President Kamala Harris for the party's presidential nomination. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
We are here today to throw our support behind Vice President Kamala Harris.
Senate Chief Chuck Schumer says President Biden's selfless move to leave the race allowed Democrats to rally around another candidate.
Boy, oh boy, are we enthusiastic.
Schumer spoke alongside top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries.
She is ready, she is willing, she is able to energetically and emphatically lead America.
Harris already has backing from well more than the nearly 2,000 delegates needed to win the nomination, based on an AP tally. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Protesters against the Gaza war on Tuesday staged a sit-in at a U.S. congressional office building ahead of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's address to Congress, and Capitol Police have made multiple arrests. Netanyahu arrived on Monday for a visit that includes meetings with President Biden and a Wednesday speech before Congress. This is VOA News. U.S. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle resigned after the agency came under harsh scrutiny for its failure to stop a would-be assassin from wounding former President Donald Trump during a campaign rally, the White House said on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
It comes after Cheadle faced bipartisan condemnation before the House of Representatives Oversight Committee on Monday, where she declined to answer questions from frustrated lawmakers about the security plan for the rally and how law enforcement responded to the suspicious behavior of the gunman. President Joe Biden said in a statement that the independent review of July 13th would continue and that he would appoint a successor soon. Representative James Comer, chair of the House Oversight Committee, said in a statement, "While Director Cheadle's resignation is a step toward accountability, we need a full review of how these security failures happened so that we can prevent them going forward."
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. Mudslides triggered by heavy rain in a remote part of Ethiopia have killed at least 229 people, authorities said on Tuesday. Local officials said many victims were killed while trying to rescue survivors of an earlier mudslide in southern Ethiopia. The country's prime minister calls it a terrible loss. It's not clear how many people are still unaccounted for. Landslides are common during Ethiopia's rainy season, which started in July and is expected to last until mid-September. Kenya's anti-government protesters were met by counter-demonstrators in the capital, Nairobi, on Tuesday in the latest unrest since demonstrations erupted over proposed tax hikes last month. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Pro-government protesters clashed with anti-government rivals on Tuesday morning before being dispersed by police who fired tear gas. One anti-government protester said they were being unfairly targeted.
Peaceful demonstration.
Protests erupted in June against proposed tax hikes. They have since grown into a wider movement against President William Ruto's government. More than 50 people have been killed after marches that were initially peaceful turned violent.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. The European Climate Service, Copernicus, says Earth's Sunday sizzled to the hottest day measured by humans, yet another heat record that shattered in the past couple of years. The preliminary data announced on Tuesday shows the global average temperature on Sunday was 17.09 degrees Celsius, beating the record set July 6, 2023 by 0.01 degrees Celsius. While 2024 has been record and near record warm, scientists said it's been led by a toasty Antarctic summer.